Nigerian court freezes $37 million in cryptocurrency linked to protest organizers. Key points: following a court order, the Nigerian government has frozen over $37 million worth of cryptocurrency allegedly linked to organizers of the hashtag #EndBadGovernance protests. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, described the frozen assets as proceeds of money laundering and terrorism financing. However, the wallet owners' identities were not revealed in the application. Court order freezes cryptocurrency wallets. On August 9, 2024, Judge Emeka Nwite of the Federal High Court in Abuja issued an order freezing cryptocurrency wallets containing assets worth over $37 million. This action came in response to an ex parte application filed by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, on August 8. According to the Premium Times, which obtained a copy of the court decision, the EFCC described the assets as proceeds of money laundering and terrorism financing. The frozen assets include one wallet containing USDT 37 million, equivalent to $37,061,867,869, three smaller wallets with combined assets of approximately $444,569. Link to hashtag #EndBadGovernance protests. While the EFCC did not disclose the identities of the wallet owners in its application, sources informed the Premium Times that the federal government had traced the funds to suspected organizers of the hashtag #EndBadGovernance protests. These anti-government demonstrations, which took place from August 1 to 10, 2024, were sparked by rising living costs, economic hardship, and governance issues in Nigeria. The freezing of these cryptocurrency assets appears to be part of a broader crackdown on individuals linked to the protests. Security forces have reportedly taken action against both protesters and those suspected of crimes committed during the demonstrations. The Nigerian government's response has included arrests of suspected looters and even the detention of seven Polish citizens for their alleged involvement in displaying Russian flags during the protests in Kano State. Historical context and government response. This is not the Nigerian government's first taken such measures against protest organizers. In 2020, during the hashtag #EndSARS protests, the government blocked bank accounts linked to campaigners, claiming potential connections to terrorist activities. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, froze 20 accounts and sought court orders to extend the freezing period. The current action against cryptocurrency wallets reflects a similar pattern of post-protest reaction by the Nigerian authorities. It also highlights the government's ongoing concerns about the use of cryptocurrencies in the country, particularly in relation to protest movements and potential threats to economic stability. As the situation continues to develop, it remains to be seen how this latest move will impact the broader landscape of protest movements and cryptocurrency usage in Nigeria.